What's your name?
Bruce Jones.
Where do you live?
Cedar Park.
Okay, and how old are you, Bruce?
12.
Okay. What? Tell me about a game that you can play.
Letter B.
What's the name of it?
Letter B.
Explain it for me, would you?
If you say a word with a B in it, you'll get hit.
Say that again, please.
If you say a word with a B in it, you'll get hit on the shoulder.
They hit you on the shoulder. Uh-huh. How'd you learn how to play that game?
In school.
Uh-huh. What, in the classroom or outside?
Outside.
Uh-huh. And are there any other rules to it, or is that just it? If you say a word with a B in it, you get hit on the shoulder.
Uh-huh.
That's
and
it.
You have to say letter B.
Letter
B. If you don't want to get hit.
Oh, if you don't want to get hit.
After you say the word, if you don't want to get hit, say letter B.
And then the person, somebody can't hit you then.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Okay. How long have you known that game, Bruce?
About 2 years.
2 years. Uh-huh. You know any other games that are like that? Are there any games that have to do with other letters? Is B the only one you know of?
You can get some more games.
Yeah, but is that the only one you know of?
Uh-huh.
It is. Okay, thank you. Okay, tell us your name.
Sherry Langford.
Can you speak up, please, Sherry?
Sherry Langford.
Okay, and where do you live?
Route 4, Box 72 N.
In Lake City?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Okay, and how old are you, Sherry?
11.
11. Okay, can you tell me the name of the game that you brought in for me today?
There ain't no ghost out tonight.
What is it?
There ain't no ghost out tonight.
Okay, tell me about it. Go ahead.
Explain it.
Please.
Okay. You get some people. It's at dark now, and you get out in the road or somewhere big, and you get one person to go over to the other side of the road while you and the other friends skip down the road and say there ain't no ghost out tonight. And the person, when you get right up to them, they'll jump out and they'll try and catch you. But if they catch you, if they tag you one time, you gotta be the ghost.
Where did you learn how to play that?
From Becky Mayo and at my house, at my grandma's house, really.
Uh-huh. What? And how did that person learn it, do you know?
I guess from her friends. I don't know. She's my cousin.
Uh-huh. Okay. Is there anything else that you need to tell me about the game?
No, sir.
That's it, huh?
Yes,
what do you
sir.
Say? Tell me. You just, the only thing you say is there ain't no ghost out tonight.
Nan and a boo-boo.
Say that again, please.
Nan and a boo-boo, and then when you say that, the other person comes out and says boo real loud and scares you, and you start running off everywhere.
Oh. Okay. Thank you, Sherry. Okay, what? Tell me your name.
Amanda Ficklin.
And where do you live, Amanda?
707 East Washington Street.
Uh-huh. And how old are you?
10.
Okay. Tell me about the game that you brought in for me.
Red Rover. I learned to play Red Rover when I was in the third grade.
Tell me how to play it.
First, you pick about 12 or how many people there are, and you get two sides. And they say, Red Rover, send somebody right over, and then they go over. Each team takes a person until they get some people on the one side and some people on the other side.
How do you determine who wins or loses?
By the most people.
Whoever has the most people wins. Okay, and why is it, what makes the game fun or exciting or difficult? When you say Red Rover, tell me exactly what happens.
They say Red Rover, send somebody right over. Like if they say Red Rover, send Let's see. Send Renee right over. And Renee will come right over.
She has to come over. She just walks over, strolls over?
Mm-hmm. Or runs over, whichever one she wanted to do.
And she just immediately joins the line, huh? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
That's different from the way I play. Okay, thank you, man. Does anybody have a different version of Red Rover? There's Jim right behind you here. What's your name?
Don Lee.
Okay, where you live, huh?
19 North James Street.
Okay, and how old are you?
11.
Well, tell me about your game of Red Rover.
Well, you say Red Rover, and send someone right over, and if they run and they don't break between two people, then they have to stay in your line.
Oh, what do you mean they don't break between two people?
Like if you have your arm straight out holding somebody's arm or hand, and they have to run, if they can't break through it, then they have to stay on your side.
Uh-huh. What if they do break through?
They can pick someone to take them on their team.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. Where'd you learn how to play that game?
At school in the first grade.
Yeah. How did you learn? Do you remember? Did somebody just sort of stand you out and organize you?
No, the teacher told us how to play it, and when we had free play, we all went out there and tried to see if we could play the game, and we all did it right.
Did people ever get hurt playing that game? It's a safe game.
It's a safe. It's pretty safe. Uh-huh. If you're running on concrete, you got to be careful.
How far apart do the two lines stand?
About 25 feet or something.
25 feet. So you don't have to run too far, huh? Okay. All right. Thanks, Tom. Mm-hmm. Okay, tell us your name.
Guy Messer.
Where do you live?
Right, box 26B. Mm-hmm. Behind McDonald's.
How old are you?
10.
Okay. Well, tell us about the game you know.
It's called Spotlight. And at night, you get a flashlight. And you do potatoes or whatever. And then the person who's it has to count to a certain number. And then the other people run, and you have to have a base, and they run around a house or wherever you're playing at or yard. And the person with the light has to try to shine a light on you. And if he gets your name when he shines the light on you, then you're it. See?
If he guesses your name?
When he shines the light on you, then you're it.
How does he know whether he's shining the light on you or not?
He just got to try to hear you or try to shine the light across the yard. And then try to get your name. Mm-hmm. And if you don't get your name right, he can't just sit there and keep on calling out the names. If you don't get it right the first time, he just has to go into it, try to find someone else.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does anybody else know a similar game to that one, or another rule that goes with that game?
Hide and seek.
Hide and seek, similar to that, isn't
yeah.
it? Okay, what's your name?
Joseph Combs.
Where do you live?
901 East Washington Street.
And how old are you?
12.
Okay, tell us about the game you know.
Red light. It's about 10 people. And they put a person in front of them, and they turn them around. They back be facing them. And they get back about 10 feet. And then the person, I say, they'll count the three and then say red light, and they turn around. And if they catch the person running, they got to freeze. When they turn around and say red light, and if they keep running, they got to, if the person that's saying red light catch them, they got to go back where they started from.
Go back where they started from. Okay, what's the object? How do you win that game?
Whoever, get up without even being caught. Whoever get up there and touch you.
Uh-huh.
Whoever get the closest and touch and win.
Okay.
And then they be it.
Then they're the ones who say red light. Mm-hmm. Is that person called anything? Is he called it, or is he something else? No.
I don't know.
No, he doesn't have a name. Huh? Okay. Are there any skills involved in that? How do you be a really good red light player?
You have to be able to run fast and stop run quick. Fast.
Where'd you learn how to play that game?
From my cousin.
And you have about 10 people playing it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, what's your name?
Monica Wallace.
Okay, where do you live?
Route 8, Box 148.
And how old are you?
11.
Okay, what game can you tell us about?
Truth or Dare.
What is it?
Truth or Dare.
Tell me how to play that game.
Well, you get all the people in the house together, and you guys sit in one bedroom, and one person is picked to ask somebody truth or dare, and if you say truth, the person that asks you has to ask you a question. You have to answer the question truthfully, and if you say dare, you have to do whatever the person tells you to do.
Why do you all gather in one room? You all gather in one room just so you can all be there and listen to what everybody says.
Yes, sir.
I see. And what sorts of things do you have to do if you say dare?
All kinds of sorts of things, whatever they want you to do.
What, like walk across the floor on your hands?
Yeah, or something like that.
Yeah. How do you win that game?
There's no winning to it. It's just for fun.
How do you get to be the person who's it or who asks the question?
Well, see, the person that asks the question after the person that he asked is finished, then he's it, and it passes on.
How does it pass on?
Well, see, like you'll say truth or dare, and then the person will say truth or dare, and then they'll answer the questions, and then they have to ask somebody else.
I see. So if I'm the person who says truth or dare, and you're the person who answers the questions, then I only get to ask one person.
Yeah, and then I get to ask somebody else.
One person. Oh, I see. How'd you learn how to play that?
From my cousins. Okay. And mostly from my grandmother and everybody, because at Christmas we gather up and we get in one room and I'll play it.
Uh-huh. Is that a traditional game in your family then, is it?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Okay. Thank you.
No.
Okay. Say, what's your name, please?
Trey Hicks.
And where do you live?
We're out to Box 58.
Okay. What's your name, please?
I already said Renee English.
Okay. And where do you live?
We're out 9, Box 251.
And how old are you, Renee?
11.
Okay. And tell us about the game that you...
It's called Marco Polo, and you get about 12 or 6 or how many people you want, and you pick a Marco, a person to be Marco. And Marco, he either goes underwater or keeps his eyes closed while you turn around in circles and say Marco, and he'll say Polo. And you'll step back farther, and he'll step up closer to the voice he hears. And when he touches you, you're Marco.
Okay. You play this in the water, do you?
Mm-hmm.
How deep does the water have to be?
Not certain. Doesn't have to be a certain.
But you have to be able to walk on the bottom, don't you?
Or swim.
Or you can swim. Okay. And that's a game that you can only play in the water, right? You never played that on the land? No. Describe it for me again, Renee.
You walk around, you get a person to play Marco, get a person to be Marco, and you gather in a circle, and Marco stands in the middle, and people walk around saying Marco, and Marco answers Polo, and he gets closer to the voice he hears while you step back, and when he touches the person, you're out, or you're Marco.
Is he blindfolded? Or?
He's either underwater or keeps his eyes closed.
Oh, I see. But he can hear what you're saying, even if he's underwater. Okay, and you learned that game from your cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd they learn it, do you know? Okay. Thank you. Okay. What's your name, please?
Paula Terrell.
Where do you live?
About 7 by 5, 11.
And how old are you, Paul?
11.
Okay, tell us the game that you brought in today.
Skipping rope.
Okay, tell me about it.
You get 3 or 4 people, and 2 people get at the ends and turn a rope while 1 person jumps in the middle. And if you get your feet tangled, you got to get out.
Okay. Do you say anything while you're doing it?
Yeah, you can have a rhyme or something in it.
Can you tell me some of the rhymes?
Cinderella dressed in yellow went upstairs to kiss her fella, made a mistake and kissed a snake. How many doctors did it take? And then you turn the rope and count how many doctors did it take.
Uh-huh. And you go until you miss, and when you miss, that's how many doctors it took.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where did you learn that rhyme, do you know?
At school.
At school? Did you learn it in the classroom or outside in the playground?
Outside.
Just from other students?
Mm-hmm.
Teacher didn't teach you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know any other rhymes that go with?
Not that I can think of.
Not that you can think of right now. Okay, well, that's a good one. Let's see, what else? Do you still skip rope and say that rhyme, or is that something that you used to do?
Sometimes that we do.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good exercise. If you do that, does everybody get a turn at turning the rope and skipping?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. Is it just girls who do that, or boys and girls?
Boys and girls.
Yeah. All right. What is your name, please?
Lee Faulkner.
And where do you live, Lee?
Route 2, Box 108, dash in.
And how old are you?
11.
Okay. Tell me, you said that you know some more jump rope rhymes besides the one that Paula said. What are they?
Well, I just know one.
Well, what is it?
Johnny over the ocean, Johnny over the sea, Johnny broke a milk bottle, blamed it on me. I told Mom, I told Dad, Johnny got a whipping, ha, ha, ha. And then you start counting how many times the person jumps over the rope. And that's how many licks he got.
Oh, I see. That's how many licks he got. Yeah. Okay. So Johnny'd be very unlucky if you kept going for some time. What's the highest number of licks you've ever heard anybody getting? How long have you seen people who can jump a rope without missing?
100 times.
100 times. Is that pretty common?
No, that's the first time I ever saw it.
That's unusual, huh?
That was at school in Mayo.
Okay. Do you know any other games, Lee? Is that the one you want?
No, I got a game that was played by my grandfather told me that somebody in the Everglades told him that was played by the Seminole Indians.
Yeah.
And it says No Names. The name of it is No Names. And you have to say rhymes. And if you say a name of somebody, like you can't say nobody's name on a rhyme, like if you got ill and things like that, you can't say feel, or that's the name and you're out. And that's about, and...
Wait a minute, you have to say...
Somebody, something besides a name. Like,
you have to say a word that doesn't rhyme with a name.
Mm-hmm.
Like orange.
No, you say rhyming words, but while you're saying the rhyming words, you gotta say them fast, and if you think a name, you think of somebody's name, and you say it, you're out. Because you can't say no names.
I see. Oh, I see. Okay. Is there anything more to tell me about that game? Just called No Names.
Mm-hmm.
And you just say words. How many people play it?
As many as you want. And you go around in a circle, and you gotta say the rhymes fast, and if you say somebody's name, so
then you're out.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I see.
And while you're saying it fast, it's hard to think of something without somebody's name in it.
Yeah.
And you gotta go by ABC order. ABC order.
What do you mean?
Like somebody takes an A word and has a rhyming word that goes with it, and then be like Bill, that's names, but somebody picks a letter they go with,
yeah.
And then you got to go in ABC order.
So if we're sitting in a circle and say there are 10 people and one person starts off and he uses the letter A, And that, like if he said aardvark, and somebody has to think of a word to rhyme with aardvark that starts with the letter A?
That is not somebody's name.
That, and then the next person has to think of a word that starts with an A that rhymes with what that second person said?
Mm-hmm.
They all have to start with A the first time around, the next time around they start with B. Is that the way it goes? Oh, I see.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I've never heard that. Good, thanks, Lee. What's your name, please?
Julie Lipthorpe.
And where do you live?
Route 8, box 465-K.
Uh-huh. And how old are you, Julie?
11.
Okay, what game did you bring in for today?
Ring Around the Rosies.
Tell me where you learned that.
In nursery school.
Nursery school. How do you play it?
You join hands and go around in a circle singing this rhyme. It goes, ring around the rosies, pocket full of posies, upstairs, downstairs, and we all fall down. And when it says, when we all fall down, you have to fall down. The last one to fall down is a rotten egg.
Does the person who's a rotten egg have to get out of the game, or is it just designated a rotten egg?
Well, you can play like that if you want, but you don't necessarily have to get out of it, unless you're playing like that.
Uh-huh. You all hold hands and just walk around?
Well, yeah, you skip around in a circle.
Skip around in a circle.
Yeah.
And you said you learned that in nursery school. Did the teacher teach you that?
I think it was in kindergarten or nursery school, and we used to do it in class, and then I used to do it with some friends at home when I was in nursery school, but I don't do it anymore.
Uh-huh.
It's a long time ago.
Right. Okay. Yeah, have you known any variations of that game? Have you heard anything similar to that?
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you. What's your name?
Monica Wallace.
Monica, and you've heard another rhyme that goes with Ring Around the Rosie, huh?
Yes, sir.
What is it?
It goes, ring around the rosies, pocket full of posies, ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
Ashes, ashes. Thank you. Has anybody heard any others? Okay, what's your name, please?
Phil Taylor.
And where do you live?
Route 3, box 25C8.
Okay, and how old are you, Phil?
11.
Uh-huh. And what game can you tell me about?
Gator.
Gator. All right. Tell me how to play that.
Yeah, or you can't be out of the water for 3 seconds. All right. You play it in the water, and you get. And if you get tagged with your head out of the water, you're it. You can't be out of the water for more than 3 seconds, or you're it too. I learned to play it from my brother.
Let me see. So you're in the water. You have to be in the water.
Yes, sir.
And if your head's out of the water and you're tagged, then you're it.
Yes, sir.
And the other way, you can be it or you're out of the game if you're out of the water for 3 seconds.
You're it.
You're it. That's the other way you're it, huh? And if you're tagged, you become it.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Let me ask you something, Phil. How's the first person chosen to be it?
You're either choosing or do potatoes.
Potatoes. How do you do potatoes?
One potato, two potato, three or four. Pitch your fist out.
And what do you do then? You put your fist out.
Push your fist out, and you're touching everybody's fist. And when you come to your fist that you're touching everybody else's fist with, you touch your chest. And once you stop on you, like you say, one potato, two potato, three potato, four, five potato, six potato, seven potato, or whoever's fist are touching on the oar. Their fist is out, and you do that until there's only the person with the last fist, and he's it.
One person with the last fist in is it. What was it you said about touching the chest? Did you say something?
Yeah, like if you're the one doing the potatoes, like you're hitting everybody else's hands, and when you come to your fist, that you're using it with you,
uh-huh.
Like your chest
hit
and keep going.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's really interesting. Okay, thanks, Phil. Okay, what's your name, please?
Jay Bridges.
Where do you live, Jay?
Route 4, Box 2669.
And how old are you?
12.
And what game can you tell me about?
Limbo.
What is it?
Limbo.
Limbo. Tell me how to play that.
You take a long stick or a string, and you have a bunch of... We play it when my cousins come over to our house, and you... Two people hold each side of it, and one person goes up under it, and each time somebody hits it, you lower it until the best, the one that can go furthest under it without hitting it than anybody else is the winner.
Well, is the object to crawl on your stomach underneath it, or?
You kind of bend, well, you can bend backwards or lean over frontwards.
You can go backwards or frontwards. Where do you start out at? How do you hold the stick or the string?
You can hold about 3 feet.
Three feet. And when somebody hits the stick, what happens?
They're out. And it lowers a little bit.
You slow it a little bit. And so the person who wins is the person who can go under the stick.
It's the best one.
Can go under the stick the lowest, where it's the lowest. And can you crawl on your hands and knees under it?
You can't let your hands touch the ground or your knees.
Your hands and neither your hands nor your knees can touch the floor or the ground.
Mm-mm.
Oh, I see. So you just have to sort of squat
bend
down, kneel down or something, but you can't really kneel all the way, can you? Uh-huh. And where did you learn to play that?
My father told me, and I've played it on skates at skate rink.
Skates. That'd be interesting. You've also played it when you weren't on skates, have you?
Mm-hmm.
Which way is hardest?
Skates.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Jay. What's your name?
Guy Messer.
Guy, you know a variation of that, do you?
Yes, sir.
What is it?
Have a pole. You can do it like he said with a person holding, or you can have a pole and have the feet on it, and you start how many feet you want off the ground, and everybody who's gonna play gets in a line, and then they go underneath it, and the person who hits the pole is out. He has to get somewhere. He's out. He can't do it again. And then just keep on going until there's no one left. And it gets lower and lower every time someone knocks it down.
Okay.
That's
and
it.
Across the aisle from you, Randall, did you have a variation of that too?
Same one,
is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. What's your name, please?
Richard Crago.
And where do you live?
Route 6, Box 64.
And how old are you?
12.
Yeah, tell me about the game that you...
It's called TV Tag.
TV Tag. How do you play that, Richard?
You get a bunch of people, and one person goes around in a circle, and then you'd be running. And whenever they start coming towards you, you gotta say something that's on a TV show or something. And if they tag you before you say something, then you're it.
Well, let me get it straight. Do the people who are playing this game just all stand around in one room?
No, you can play anywhere.
Uh-huh. And are the people all standing in a circle, or are they just sort of scattered around?
Scattered around.
And the one person who's it has to tag somebody.
Yes, sir.
And when he's coming close to the person he wants to tag, if they say the name of a TV program, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Does it have to be a current program, or can it be an old one that's no longer on the air?
It's got to be one that's on the air.
The one that's on now, or whenever they're playing the game. And if he tags them and they don't say a program before he tags them, then they're it.
Yes, sir.
But if they say the name of the program, he has to run and find somebody else to tag.
Yes, sir.
Is that right? Are there boundaries to that? Can people just sort of scatter out all over the neighborhood, or do they usually Stay within a certain area.
Stay within a certain area.
Uh-huh. And how big an area?
Don't matter, really.
Yeah. How does the person who's it first, how is he chosen?
By one potato.
The same way as was described before?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Okay. Thanks, Richard. You're going to tell us some variations on that TV tag, okay? What's your name?
Lee Faulkner.
Okay. What were those variations then?
You can. It's the same rules, but you can have it anything you want to, like liquid tag or meat tag or a certain food tag, any kind of food tag or something. Different ways that and. Like clothes tag, you name different kind of clothes and what they're made out of.
Uh-huh.
And about it.
Okay, thank you.
And there, but there's
What's your name? Say, I need your name.
Amanda Ficklin.
Okay.
There's a game that we play. It's called Mysterio. We have a base, and somebody be Mysterio. And if they touch you, you got to be Mysterio. And if you see them and they sneaking up on somebody, you holler Mysterio. And if she, like, if my friend touches you, you're Mysterio, and you have to freeze till somebody touches you.
Oh, you have to freeze until somebody touches you.
It's something like freeze tag.
Something like freeze tag.
But only has a base. It has a base.
Yeah. And how far does the person who's it get away from the base?
She doesn't have to, you don't have to get that far. But if you get off the base and she touches you, you got to stay in there till somebody else touches you.
Okay. Go ahead, Dawn.
I know.
Say your name. Go ahead.
Don't answer.
Okay, go on.
Baby, my rock. Baby, my rock.
Yeah, do it, please.
Rock two. Rock one, rock two. So I know games. Underlay freestyle.
What is it?
Underlay freestyle.
Uh-huh. Tell me how to play it.
It's you choose some.
Tell them to.
You choose somebody to beat it. To be it, and then you, if that person tag you, you have to stay where he tag, and you be frozen. Then if you only way you get on fried freeze is somebody run on your legs and you unfroze.
Somebody has to run under your legs.
That's under leg freeze.
That's the only way you can unfreeze someone, huh? Under the legs freeze tag. Well, that's a tricky one. Okay. Does somebody know a variation of that?
Got it, mister.
And tell me about the variation on that tag game that you know.
Just about like it said for you get froze free. If you get froze, then someone just got to tag you, and then you are unfroze. And the person who froze you can't wait around, you know, can't stand by and just wait for someone to come untag you. You know, and then if you get tagged three times, frozen. Three times, and then you're it.
Oh. If you tag three times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. All right. Dorinda Nettles? Back here. She has a... Okay, say your name, please.
Dorinda Nettles.
And where do you live?
Route 6, box 515.
And how old are you?
12.
And what game did you bring in to tell us
hide
about?
And go seek.
Where did you learn how to play that?
From my friends.
What, in your neighborhood?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Tell me how to play it, would you?
You pick one person to be it, and they stay on the base, and they count to 50 or any number, and the others go hide. And he says, I'm ready or not, here I come, after he finishes counting. And then he comes and finds you, and if he tags you before you get to the base, you're it.
So if I go and hide, if I'm one of the people who's hiding, my job is to get back to the base before he tags me.
Yes, sir.
I see. How do you choose the person who's it?
Potatoes.
Potatoes. Is that the, do you say it the same way as we said before? One potato, two potatoes?
Yes, sir.
And you end up on or? Five potatoes, six potatoes, seven potatoes, or?
Or bubble gum.
What is that? I don't understand that. What do you mean?
Bubble gum in a dish.
Say the whole thing for me.
Bubble gum in a dish. How many pieces do you wish? And then you tell how many numbers you want. And then go around and count.
Who tells you how many numbers you want?
The person that lands on. How many pieces do you wish? The last person.
So, what do you count out fists like that too?
Yes, sir.
And you go, what? Say it again.
Bubble gum, me and a dish. How many pieces do you wish?
And then who says the number?
The person that you landed on wish.
The person on wish. He says like five or something. And then you go.
One, two, three, four, five. And then the person on five is out.
Oh, he's out.
One fist. And then
oh, I see. You do it the whole way like you did the other one, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. What do you need? Yeah. Say your name, please.
Don Lee.
Don, are you going to tell me another counting out rhyme? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Engine, engine, number nine, going down Chicago line. If the train should jump the track, do you want your money back? Yes or no?
And then what happens?
If you land on yet the person with no, then they say yes or no, and then you spell out the word, and then you say yes, and if, and then they put, if you land on another person, they put their fist behind the back, and they have one left out.
And you go around and tell the last person with his fist out is
with
it.
With all of them out, with the last person with one fist out, the one that's it.
Yeah. Now, I'm not sure I understand as you say the rhyme. Say it again for me.
Engine, engine, number nine, going down Chicago line. If the train should jump the track, do you want your money back, yes or no?
And suppose you land on me when you say no. What happens?
And you got to say yes or no.
And I suppose I say yes. What happens?
Y-E-S spells yes.
So you count that out on people's fists. Y-E-S
spells yes.
And then what?
That's all. And then you start all over.
When you ended on yes, does that person take his hand back?
And then you start on his other fist.
And do Chicago.
Engine number nine, going down Chicago line. If the chain.
Do the whole thing through again like that. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Mrs. Brown, I'm really surprised you boys and girls haven't heard of this one neither. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a monkey by the toe. If he hollers, let him go. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. My mother told me to pick the very best one, and you are it.
And that the person who you landed on with it, is that person out or is that person it?
That person is it.
It. So you don't have to go through all the elaborate keeping counting. You just
right.
One time. I see. Where'd you learn that one, Mrs. Brown?
From cousins, family.
People in the area, huh?
That's how we always determine who's it.
Okay. Thank you. Say your name, please.
Julie Lithright.
Okay, Julie, what are you going to tell us about?
It's one of those things where you determine who's it, and it goes, my mama and your mama went out to hang clothes. My mama socked your mama right in the nose. What color was her blood? And then you, like, what color was her blood? The person that lands on the blood, he names the color and you spell it out on the fist and the person you land on has to take their hand away.
So if you land on me, on blood, and I say red, and you go R-E-D, and so the third fist over gets to take his fist out of the circle.
Yes, sir.
And then you start all over again.
Yeah, and so,
say that rhyme for me again. I like that.
My mama and your mama went out to hang clothes. My mama socked your mama right in the nose. What color was her blood? And then you sell it out.
Yeah. Okay, good. Thank you. Say your name, please.
Monica Wallace.
What counting out rhyme do you know, Monica?
It goes, my mama, your mama lives across the street, 1318 Alligator Street. Every night they had a fight, and this is what they said. The boys are rotten, made out of cotton. Girls are handy, made out of candy. And the one
that's you fight your fist on is it.
When you end up with
candy.
Candy. That you say person, candy is one word? Like, is that one fist or is it candy?
It's one fist.
One fist, just candy. And the person who's, say that rhyme again for me, will you?
My mama, your mama, lives across the street, 1318 Alligator Street. Every night they had a fight, and this is what they said. Boys are rotten, made out of cotton. Girls are handy, made out of candy.
Okay. And the one whose fist is with candy is it. That doesn't get to drop out. That's the person who's it, huh?
Yes.
Is that right? Oh, that's really interesting. Is this, you know another one, Amanda?
Mm-hmm. It go with eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Go ahead.
It go, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a tiger by his toe. If he holler, let him go, eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Out comes the rat, out comes the cat, out comes the lady with the seesaw hat. And if it, and if the person has who has hat on, they're it. They have to put their finger out or hand.
Are they it or do they get the hand back? Which
one? The hand back.
Okay, so then the counting keeps on, huh? Mm-hmm. Say the rhyme again for me, would you?
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a tiger by his toe. If he holler, let him go. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Out comes the rat. Out comes the cat. Out comes the lady with the seesaw hat.
And whoever lands on hat, and they get their, take their hand back. And then you start again. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. I see. Okay, good. Thank you. Lee?
I know one. It's spelled like theirs, but it doesn't quite go like that.
Tell me.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a tiger by its toe. If it hollers, let him go. My mother told your mother to pick the very best one.
That's it. And whoever says, whatever fist is on one, is it out. I mean, is it.
Oh, is it? Uh-huh. Oh, they don't just get to pick, take the fist back. They're it. Oh, I see. Do you have another one, Julie? Another counting out rhyme, is it?
Yes, sir. Because eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a thief by the toe. If he hollers, make him pay $50 every day.
And the person when there's on day,
yeah,
what are they?
They have to remove their hand.
They remove their hand?
Yeah, from the thing.
Okay, say that again for me, will you?
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a thief by the toe. If he hollers, make him pay $50 every day.
Okay, good. Thank you.